Foxton Readers Level 1. Aladdin by Antoine Galland. Retold by Jane Richards. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books 2022. Chapter 1. There was once a magician from Africa. He knew about all the magic in the world. Some magic came from a lamp or a ring. And some magic needed a special person. The magician learnt about a city in China, and in that city there was treasure. There was gold, silver, and jewels, but the best thing in that place was a magic lamp. The magician wanted the magic lamp. With that lamp, the magician could do more magic, but there was a problem. The magician could not take the magic lamp. He needed a special boy. It must be a poor boy, and his name must be Aladdin. There was once a poor boy from a city in China. He was lazy. He lived with his mother, but he didn't help her. The boy's name was Aladdin. One day, Aladdin was in the street with his friends when he saw a man. "What's your name, boy?" asked the man. "Aladdin." "Are you Mustafa's son?" asked the man. "Yes, I am," said Aladdin. "But he died."
"He died?"
said the man.
"When?"
"When I was little," said Aladdin.
"Oh no," said the man. "He was my brother. I came to see him, but he died."
"Oh no, oh no."
"Then you are my uncle?"
asked Aladdin.
"Yes, my boy, I am your uncle," said the man. "Oh, I am so sad. I didn't know he died."
"Come to my house," said Aladdin.
"My mother will give you tea."
"Thank you, my boy. It's good to know my brother's family. I lived far away, so I never met my brother's wife. I didn't know he had a son," said the man. The next day the man came to Aladdin's house, and he had clothes for Aladdin and his mother. He drank tea and ate fruit with them. Then he said, "I want to help Aladdin. I'll help you to open a shop. I want you to be rich. But not today. Today is a holiday, so we'll go out of the city." Aladdin and the man walked out of the city to a beautiful garden. In the garden, the man found a very, very big rock.
"Look," said the man, "behind this rock, there's a lot of treasure, but I can't move it. You must move the rock for me. Behind it, there are three rooms. In each room, there are four boxes of gold and silver. Don't touch the rooms. Don't touch the boxes. But go to the garden. In the garden, there are lots of fruit trees. Under one of them, you'll find a lamp. Carry the lamp to me. When you have the lamp, you can take the fruit and the money." Then the man gave him a ring. "Take this ring," he said. "It will help you." Aladdin put the ring on his finger. Then he pushed hard on the rock, and it moved. He went down some stairs to the first room. He went to the other rooms and into the garden. He didn't touch anything. He found the lamp. He took it, and he took lots of yellow, red, and green fruit. But he didn't take any money. Then he ran back to the man.
"Give me the lamp," said the man.
"No," said Aladdin. "Help me to move the rock."
"Give me the lamp."
"No," said Aladdin. "Help me." But the man didn't help Aladdin. He said some magic words, and the rock moved back, and Aladdin was in the dark.